Now in the middle of one of the most significant eras in automotive, Carl Anthony amplifies the minds and voices behind this historic transformation as the host of AutoVision News Radio.
Mic check 1-2.
All while coming to terms with middle age, father loss, and what it means to be successful in Detroit.
On March 7th, 2024, I had the opportunity to moderate a webinar from Reuters Events called The Software-Defined Future of Automotive. For this episode of AutoVision News Radio, I will replay a portion of that webinar, which focused on software-defined vehicles from both the passenger and commercial side. I was joined by two distinguished panelists, Srinath K.R., Vice President at Volvo Group Truck Technologies, and Philip Krenya, Chief Designer for Advanced Design at Ford of Europe. As part of Volvo Truck Group, Srinath is responsible for onboard computational and input-output hardware, communication protocols, platform software for ECUs, functional safety, and cybersecurity at the vehicle level. He has filed 15 patent applications in various automotive domains and has three SAE publications centered on predictive controls on hybrid powertrains for commercial vehicles. At Ford of Europe, Philip leads a global, multidisciplinary team across the UK, Germany, and the United States. That team is helping shape the future of both passenger and commercial vehicles. Philip is a creative leader committed to driving innovation and design excellence in the automotive industry. At home in London on the weekends, he can be found participating in his hobbies of riding and skating. The first voice you hear will be Philip's, followed by Srinath's. We begin with a general overview of software-defined vehicles. Philip first with a perspective on passenger vehicles, and then Srinath with a perspective on commercial vehicles.
Moving at the speed of mobility, this is AutoVision News Radio with Carl Anthony in Detroit, Michigan.
So in the case of Ford, our portfolio obviously spans across commercial vehicles and passenger vehicles. On the CV side, maybe it's all about increasing productivity and uptime and efficiency for the business. However, on the passenger vehicle side in particular, I think there's tons of opportunity to amplify and enhance the driving, moving experiences besides the general ownership experience. So in the case of our, I would say, not so boring vehicles such as a Bronco or a Mustang or an F-150 Raptor, it's really about dialing into specific emotional value spaces and in that sort of software-defined future where software potentially freely flows through the vehicle, there is enormous opportunity to make this an evolving, updatable thing that continuously engages you, even as it left the factory, right? So it would ideally even get better over time. So in that sort of future, I would see there's tech in place that would allow us to orchestrate even new experiences, driving behaviors, and engagement based on personal data and behavior. I would say even increases the longevity of that vehicle. With that comes great responsibility as well to be very focused what you want to do and how you can achieve that and how you want to differentiate with your brand in that sort of future scenario. Because as everyone, we only have finite resources, even if that in that software-defined vehicle world.
In addition to what all the things what Philip has mentioned, we at Volvo have put a very aspirational target or of being 100% fossil-free, safe, and more productive. The role of software-defined vehicle is super critical. The commercial industry is moving more towards a service-based revenue model beyond the products. And the electrification is heavily in its way. And if you see, Volvo has been leading on the electrification journey for the heavy-duty trucks in Europe. As much as important is the autonomous mobility journey, what Volvo is treading today. So in all these three perspectives, software-defined vehicles forms the backbone to deliver a safe, sustainable, and more productive product line and ecosystem to the end customers. It's a time in the journey of automotive industry where passenger car and commercial vehicles are literally converging towards a single point.
After an overview of software-defined vehicles, we moved on to the relationship between hardware and software. The analogy we used was to imagine an assembly plant. Think of a truck or an SUV coming down the line. there is a point where the body and frame come together. It's the marriage of these two individual pieces, body and frame, and from that point forward, they are now joined together as one single vehicle to become one, effectively. For this webinar from Reuters Events, we wanted to paint a similar picture by asking how the industry will combine hardware and software in an effective and efficient way.
I think on one hand, we have teams doing already a great job at it today with driver assist systems such as Blue Cruise. But then, as you describe it, we're really moving now to that space where we need to kind of marry those two things efficiently together. I think today we have, if I give some examples, a very targeted approach where we link several features together that make up a whole experience, such as Lincoln Embrace, right? That's like you approach the vehicle, you can map it out, and it does certain things that you get in and so on and so forth. So it's in sequence. And that is something teams can take away and then assemble it, and that's it. Yeah, so you're done. But that's in that SDV future. We're looking at something that is continuously evolving. So in theory, you could introduce new experiences at any point, right? Now we have to have a much larger conversation about what we want to do across our brand, our portfolio, our business, and need to get together and start thinking much further ahead what we want to do. And I can see there is already tension, right, when it comes to the hardware side and when the digital teams are pulled in too late and presented with choices they probably wouldn't have made to deliver the bit of work. And we're sort of in that transitional period, right, where we're seeing this. You could align perhaps maybe then on the hardware and say, okay, let's use this tech and then take it from there. But then still, it would lead perhaps to tech for tech's sake and doesn't deliver then on the targeted customer experience that adds value. I think today all about, for us, about creating new ways of working and processes that allow us then to orchestrate from hardware and software side and define future experiences we see worthwhile delivering. So it's a bit like, we used to be, let's say, a symphony orchestra where everything is set. We know what to do. We get the notes and play that tune perfectly well. I think today we're moving almost into setting a stage for a jazz band, right? And then perhaps we define some of the instruments and players and they start jamming together. And whilst you play, it even evolves, right? And becomes a tune that is playable and enjoyable. So I think we're really at that stage where we're rewiring our brain in that way, and it has obviously then organizational impact, and it's from my end exciting, a very exciting time to experience that.
You know, if I take the analogy what you have mentioned about, you know, if I say the bride and the groom, from a commercial vehicle perspective of STV, the biggest need that the bride and the groom runs at the same pace. But if you look at the classical, you know, development cycle of hardware versus software, hardware has been always slower and needs more validation time. And when it comes to the commercial vehicle industry, the change of models or the vehicles have a longer life. When I say longer life, the model years don't change once in 2 years or once in, you know, not even 5 years. Sometimes it is quite a difficult journey when it comes to the software-defined vehicles, because for SDV, the crux is pretty much the high-performance computing nodes. And that is an evolving topic. It's a target which keeps moving as you chase. And by the time we develop the software on the technologies, what is available probably, you know, 2 years back. And by the time it comes to the stage where it is matured, the hardware needs would have changed. Of course, if you look at the certification and the NCAP requirements coming from a commercial vehicle safety perspective, more number of radar integrations, more number of camera integrations and sensor integrations are, you know, demanded. So by the time you start developing your STV on a particular hardware and you take it to a certain shape, the technology has moved forward. This is one big challenge what every commercial vehicle manufacturer is today facing with. Having said that, on some point of time, we have to keep the feet down and say, yes, this is what we need to start with, because SDV is a journey. It is not a destination. So somewhere we have to keep the feet down and say, yes, we start with this set of hardware married to the software, and then we build upon it. This also brings to the question that how much of an over-design you need to have it in the hardware. You know, if you see that you need a software viability for the next 5 years, your phones can always have larger RAMs and higher capacities for taking more and more updates, maybe for years. Is it viable to have that over design and over capacity reserve in a truck and then add that to the cost to be sold to the customers? It's a very thin line commercial industry is walking when it comes to this complex system of high performance computation on which the SDV is heavily rooted at.
Before this webinar was broadcast live, Philip and Srinath and I met for a prep call. And one of the topics on that call that Srinath was most passionate about was this idea of the flow velocity of the software. During the live webinar, Srinath shared this concept and why flow velocity of the software is important in the context of software-defined vehicles.
Conventionally, we always had interblocks, which are like you release softwares once in 6 months, which are getting updated at the service centers, you take it to the thing. But come to the era of software-defined vehicles, the whole thing is spinning around the over-the-air updates, where you don't even need to bring your truck or your vehicle to the dealer to get the latest and the greatest software version. There is a need from code to road to have as short as possible, even to the extent of a day, which means I have a software fix for a thing, or I have a feature which I have created, and the next day it should be available on the truck running across the globe. Now, for that to be efficient and ensuring that we don't have issues, when I say issues, there is a lot of integration efforts when it comes to the software. When it was domain controlled architecture, it was quite easy because then you are affecting only one part of the architecture. But come to the centralized processing unit, one line of code has a huge impact on the ecosystem or the set of functionalities surrounding it. So one wrong move can make your truck stand still on the highways. You need a faster integration, faster testing cycles, faster, or avoiding regressions, which is very critical when it comes to the software-defined flow. And that's where the big role of a tool chain, which act as the funnel or the flow diameter for this entire codes to move back and forth this development chain. So if you target a faster delivery of software to the customers, then you need to have a more efficient, modern, and automated flow channel. And this is where today industry keeps struggling, because then if you try to develop a new software development, software defined architecture on older generation of tool chains, sometimes you get into unknown issues, unexpected challenges towards the fag end of your release. That's where the challenge is. You don't get to see them in the early stages. So it's very essential for us to have a complete vision for at least the next 2 or 3 years, what is going to happen with this flow.
At this point in the webinar, we started to focus on the automotive industry's organizational culture, that while technology is important, we must not overlook the process by which we lead our teams and interact with our customers and partners. Jan Griffiths, founder of Gravitas Detroit, was a guest on AutoVision News Radio in April of 2024. Jan is the architect of cultural change in automotive and says that an atmosphere of command and control and a network of silos is not the way forward for automotive. And if we are to realize things like software-defined vehicles, we must give the organizational culture as much time and attention as we do the technology. Jan explains it better than I can, so I will leave a link in the show notes to my interview with her. During the Software-Defined Future of Automotive webinar from Reuters Events, we touched on this topic of cultural change. Srinath shared his perspective first, followed by Philip.
If I have to say one big change organizations have to go through if they have to make this SDV journey successful, is the culture in it. I take the reference that we have to think like a startup. It's quite natural that we ride on the successes from the past. Any established organizations have their strength of delivering software and hardware all through this journey. But come to the world of SDV, all the concepts and all the lessons learned probably have to be relearned or unlearned sometimes. If you really mean success, the faster flow also means we test fast, fail fast. We don't have the time for, you know, putting a software in the truck, wait for 6 months to get a feedback of that function of that, you know, piece of code. You may have to test it even based on your gut feeling to get, you know, so it's test fast, fail fast, redevelop and come back to the testing bench. This attitude needs to be reinforced at every stage of the development, if you really want that. So yes, fully agree that there is a cultural shift, and especially on the commercial vehicle segment where it was predominantly a mechanical oriented industry. The transformation journey to a software defined journey is, you know, it needs a lot of conscious effort. And we have change enablers to enhance and enable that direction.
I've seen how quickly we evolve in that space. And even when we get together and meet now in a virtual space to evaluate not only design surfaces or proportion, but everything else around it, really trying to capture the whole experience in order to get as close as possible to what could be a final product. And as you say, fail fast and cheap in that sense before we really put our resources behind it. And working also with distributed teams and having those new tools available to work more collaboratively is something that wasn't available necessarily in the past. So I'm super excited about that, because you start to see not only bringing the next design of a vehicle to life, but everything around it. I think we're also developing in-house tools that leveraging even game engines, right? That were there's a lot of Wizard of Oz stuff going on, because you need to kind of give a flavor of what you can do or the vehicle will be able to do. Helps us really to holistically capture also future product and key experiences around the vehicle. So everyone can then come in from different teams and experience that either through a VR headset or even in any other screen, right? And get a feel of what the future product is going to be. So I think all these tools that come into play now will help making better and more focused decisions down to whatever streamlined processes you need in the software development side.
As our webinar came to a close, Srinath and Philip spoke about the features and experiences that can be enabled by software-defined vehicles.
I have to take, I know if you look at the commercial vehicle segment per se, you know, the person who is investing the money may not be the person who is using it. So the fleet owner buys the truck. So as much as we stress the need for ADAS and other things, we also focus on the in-vehicle infotainment to the extent that, you know, the commercial industry is going for the need of a, you know, dedicated processor or a high-performance computer for handling such kind of things. It comes from the complexity what we have on the HMI and the seamless integration of the infotainment systems, which is no less than a passenger car today. So while we see a rugged truck carrying a lot of construction material, the cabin, if you get into it, you will find that it is as much modernized with a lot of touch screens and the GUIs, you know, Android-based apps. However, the primary difference when you say the in-vehicle infotainment is not only from the infotainment part, when I say entertainment part, but also from the utility part. These Android-based tablets or the screens are used to, you know, have a seamless connectivity with the fleet management, where we offer a host of services through this interface, from a proactive, you know, delivery tracking to predictive maintenance to the utilization data. And also we use this as a part, which probably may not be as heavy as in the passenger car industry, but to collect the data back on the driver behavior, on which could be an insurance-based service model. For the insurance of the things based on the driving or the, you know, defensive driving attributes of the driver and even the utilization. And tomorrow, the trucking industry is going in a direction where each truck becomes a cost center. So it has its own revenue, it has its own expense, and then it's very easy for the fleet owner to have a comparison when it comes to, you know, between a Volvo or a MAN or a Daimler, rather than, you know, just looking at in a Polestar. So each truck can act as its own cost center by spending and earning money. And that is going to be the in-vehicle infotainment is one part, but then the overall HMI or the driver interaction part.
I mean, everything Srinath mentioned, that's just a future going forward, just so beneficial to the business and the fleet owners. And we see also in the commercial vehicle space, they're having opportunity to tie in specific vocations with your vehicle capability and have the intelligence to then really create tailored experiences for that specific vocation. On the passenger vehicle side, I think if you talk about driver assist systems or then technology come into play, such as steer-by-wire, having opportunity to change driving behavior, that is just a space that hasn't been fully explored yet, I would say. And maybe to a point that we'll see even things happening, like I can play, there's a co-branded experience in a certain game, a race game, and download certain specs and driving behaviors then to my actual vehicle. So that's possibilities that you can start exploring in this sort of software-defined future.
To learn more about Reuters events, including Automotive USA 2024 at the Huntington Place in downtown Detroit, see the links in the show notes. AutoVision News Radio is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, and more. In Detroit, alongside Srinath KR and Philip Krenya, I'm Carl Anthony, AutoVision News Radio.